Oh, yeah. Well, the thing on the helicopter, what I learned, if you're going to fly it outside, it has to be collective pitch. So, and it, you know, you can get small ones now, a couple hundred bucks that actually are collective pitch. So the motor stays at the same speed, so it revs up to whatever, you know, a couple thousand RPM or whatever. I don't know what it is. And then they change the pitch of the prop or the heli, and that's what makes it rise and fall. So if the wind is starting to lift it, okay, you just bring it back, and it makes it gives it some negative rate, and then it brings it back down. And that takes a little bit getting used to. So when you're flying a collective pitch helicopter, zero pitch is right in the middle, okay, and then you bring it backwards, that takes it to negative pitch. You bring it higher, that takes it, you know, because your instinct is, like, if it's getting away from you, is to pull it all the way back, and you have to break yourself with that. And that took me forever to break myself with that habit, and I kept crashing them and crashing them and crashing them and crashing them and, you know, everything else like that. But once you get that in your head, you know, you whirl it up, you keep everything at the same speed, and then you just change the pitch. And my guess is the one that you were flying probably wasn't, it was a fixed pitch, and it was just using the RPM to